I met him in April. He came to see me in my office, saying that his life was in danger and that he has evidence of illicit financial flows from his country, where money is being stolen by a company called Capital something, Capital Flow.
Yes.
And so he said he had spoken to a couple of journalists, has gone to the police, and he's afraid of his life and that he's been followed all over. He was meant to come back so he could actually do the story and see how to help him, but he never came back. So I got a call yesterday that he had been abducted. And then I spoke to his wife, Dorothy, who says that he was leaving the casino. His car was blocked by two other cars and was abducted. As of this morning, I hear there's an attempt to actually smuggle him back to South Sudan.